Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. I have a couple of additional comments on the absentee early voting bill. A friend emails, are you a follower of the Reagan rule? Never say anything bad about a fellow conservative. That doesn't mean that you can't ever call them out. Besides, I'm not running against Frank Lissay for anything. As I said, he's not a rhino. He's a rock-solid conservative, which makes his vote against this bill so mind-boggling. I also got a couple of emails from libs. While you just are trying to keep people from voting, will you give me a break? Do you have any? Say that out loud to yourself so maybe then you'll realize how stupid it sounds. Jason, why do you keep saying that? You know they'll never get it. I know. I am pounding my head against a wall here. So let's just read this one. Hi, Jerry. So you're saying that a village of 200 total residents should have the same voting hours of a city like Milwaukee? Have you ever worked the polls on a big election day? Huge lines, hours waiting. Well, okay, but we're talking about 2 freaking weeks of voting. Are you telling me that in the 2 weeks in advance of an election, let's just say 8 to 5? I'm just picking those arbitrarily. All right, if you want to say 7 to 7, if you want to say 7 to 7 throughout the state in the 2 weeks leading up to the election, that's not enough. Not even for Madison and Milwaukee. Now, the concern there is then they would have to staff them in the smaller communities, which is why I think it should be 8 to 5. I think business hours for 2 weeks on business days leading up to the election isn't enough for everyone who wants to vote. How hard really do you think it is to vote? You're just trying to suppress the vote. My God, how hard do you think it is to vote? That you have 2 weeks, 10 business days, 8 to 5, and then election day itself, and that's still not enough. Why? Explain to me why. I mean, it's not New York City. It's Milwaukee. It's Madison. Quite frankly, I think they all should be able to vote in one day, but that's never going to happen again. So you get the 2 weeks, 8 to 5 for 10 business days, and you're saying limiting it to that what is voter suppression. Do you know how stupid that sounds? Jason says, yes, I do, but they don't, so just give up. You're right, so I will. Good point. As you know, there is a legal challenge now, or as you likely know. I should never assume what you know, but I know it's an intelligent audience, so I'm going to assume that you know that there is a legal challenge. Jason says he makes good points when he gets to watch the Olympics. You have the Olympics on there? You do have the Olympics on there. Fine. It's Friday. Watch the Olympics. And if we miss a big national story, you're fired. That's... You're willing to take that chance because you know I'm faking and bluffing, and that I'm John Boehner over here. You know that I'm not really going to do it. So you have all of the leverage. Well, it is leverage. It is leverage. All right. As you know, there is a legal challenge to Wisconsin's constitutional ban on gay marriage. Now, on the eve of Valentine's Day, a state representative, she's bisexual, Senator Tim Carpenter, he's gay, are putting forth the first legislative effort to repeal the state's 2006 constitutional amendment banning marriage and civil unions for gays. It doesn't go so far as to legalize gay marriage. That law, would still be in place, but the constitutional ban would go away. Here's what's not going to happen. Republicans control both houses, and they're not going to do anything with this. Here is what Democrats believe. All right, in 2006, this passed with 59% of the vote. Those who support gay marriage believe the public tide has turned nationally and here in Wisconsin, and that if you took that vote today, it would lose. That's why they want to put it to a vote. And if you don't know how a constitutional amendment works, so that was that constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in 2006. It was passed by two consecutive sessions of the legislature, which is a requirement, and then put to voters. The same thing would have to happen here. Very unlikely, as long as Republicans continue to hold the legislature. Democrats believe that actually plays into their favor because they believe the tide has turned, that a majority of Wisconsinites now favor gay marriage and oppose the constitutional amendment. That's why they're doing this, because they believe it puts Republicans on the spot, because now Republicans are rowing against the public tide. I've used that metaphor twice in about 10 minutes, and I probably hadn't used it in the last year since. Kind of strange. Anyway, so I have a question for you. Now, I got to thinking about this. In 2006, it was 60%, 59%, 60-ish percent that supported the constitutional amendment that effectively, it defined marriage between one man and one woman, effectively banned gay marriage. Okay. If there has been a tide, if the tide has turned on this, I'm obsessed with the tide today. You notice that? If the tide has turned on this, it would be listeners to this show, wouldn't it? If the people who opposed it then but favor it now, if they've changed their minds, you would think it would be among the people of this audience. So I'm going to throw this out to you. And by the way, if you have changed your mind on this, I'm not going to challenge you. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. The only thing that I would do is ask you a question or two to make sure you're not someone who supported it in the first place, trying to pull a fast one. But beyond that, I just want to get a sense. If the public opinion tide has really changed, it would be conservatives who favored it then, that constitutional ban, and oppose it now, right? We only have one segment in which to do this because we've got a couple of guests coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, I think. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. If you opposed the constitutional, I'm sorry, if you opposed gay marriage but favor it now, call and explain why you've had the change of heart. And I want to see how many people in this audience actually have that are willing to call the show. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 9:43.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.